With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Then all we'll never know until we play. We know on the evidence of play well for your province, play well in Europe, play well in the URC, consistently back it up for a couple, four, five, six matches, and then people go, give them a go.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Gary Hunt, staring down the barrel of your second season now as Waterford women's manager. How are you feeling?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We've obviously got the first season syndrome out of the way now, and we can look to try and make some progress in year two. So as I said, we're excited. We've started back now, we're working hard in pre-season, and we're looking forward to the first game of the season, which is a home match this season, and it's the Southeast Derby with Wexford. So we're looking forward to that.
I suppose coming into this season, do you feel that you have a bit more control over the way in which your squad can play, because you know what worked from last season and what didn't work?
Yes, look, we'll still be, for the most part, we'll still be young, but what we will say to those young players is now they've got a year under their belt of understanding the type of player they'll come up against, the intensity level of the player they'll come up against, so that we'll see progress, you know, and I think we will. I'm looking at training in pre-season, and I think it's been really good that the intensity levels in comparison to maybe this time 12 months ago is in a different place. So we're really hoping that we can carry that. We spoke a lot last year about consistency, so that'll be one of the main aims this season to bring to the table. And if we do that, I think, as I said, we can definitely show a little bit more progress than we did last season.
I suppose that continues on. What I'm gathering is that you're happy with the position the squad is in this year as opposed to where you were last year.
Yes, I think so. It was probably late pre-season last year when we really kind of nailed down the squad and things like that. So there was a lot of unknown, you know, weeks two, three, four in pre-season, whereas now it's we're in a little bit of a better place for that. And as I said, hoping we'll see the benefits of that, maybe not in the short term, but definitely over the long term, because the season, as we know, is a marathon and it's not a sprint. You know, we'll look forward to each game as it comes. And as I said, we'll hopefully surprise people too. And make some pace up that table, and hopefully, you know, be in a good place.
Obviously the big news has been the re-signing with a lot of key players from last season, but there's been, I suppose, very little commentary on new players coming into the squad. You're obviously working very diligently behind the scenes to try and see who might be available, but for you, how have you found that task?
Yeah, look, I suppose for location for us it's difficult, you know, to, you know, a lot of the players, especially once they leave school and things like that, go to Dublin, to university, go to Galway, you know, and it's difficult to get players maybe to come all the way down the road when they're full-time work or full-time employment or full-time studies, you know, that can be difficult for us. So it's a challenge in that sense. But look, as I said, we've got some good, very good young players in the squad. We've got some good players coming in the door, you know, and we think that we can, you know, make a little bit of a better stamp of the league this year and make a better, you know, account of ourselves, and in turn hopefully, you know, in a year's time, 2 years time, 3 years time, we can again be a bigger force year on year, and that's the aim. We want to compete in the top half of the table. We know it can't happen overnight, but we know if we lay the foundations at this time, it'll help us in the long run.
I know obviously consolidating your place in the league and kind of making sure that your competitive side is a massive aim for yourselves this year, but I remember this time last year you were kind of looking a little bit ahead to the All Ireland Cup and thinking that that could be a place where a good run could go for your own side. Is that something you'll be targeting again this year?
Yeah, look, I suppose we take every game as it comes, and obviously, you know, we'll use last season, even though there's probably been a lot of changeover managers, so it's hard to probably understand and probably guess what way teams are going to play when you have a different head coach, probably installing different philosophies on teams as well. But we'll try and use a lot of the data and information and footage from last season to help us, not only for the opposition, but also for ourselves. As I said, if we can, as I said, look first and foremost into Wexford and see, you know, who they've kept, what are the traits of their players, who we have, what are our new players, what are the strengths of those players. And as I said, formalise a game plan. And we'll do that week on week, you know, and hopefully, as I said, we'll be able to return more points than we did last season and show progress.
Obviously, you mentioned looking at new management that have come into the league as well, like in Wexford as well, mentioning the players that they've managed to keep and players that have gone. You know, how much can you look back at those two results from last season and gather information out of that that'll benefit you in this opener?
As I said, difficult, but I thought in those two games we handled ourselves really well. You know, in the first game down at Ferry Carrig, you know, a corner just on half time they scored from, and second goal, a ball over, maybe I said at the time I thought it was a foul. Look, that as football, referees have opinions on different things. That's fine. But in the second game, to be 2-0 down, to score and to probably should have scored a second. So we were disappointed, actually, in the end, not to have gotten that now that game. So I think that shows the progress we made throughout last season. I said, well, look at what players they've got now. Come March 14th, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, not just have to sit back and defend for 90 minutes against them. We'll be able to have a go and hopefully maybe take something out of the game.
Obviously, one big change in particular to coaching staff, Jess Lawton goes over to Wexford.
Yeah, look, and that's the nature of football. People come and people go. As I've said to the group, we can't sit there and, you know, cry and give out about people that maybe haven't stayed or have moved on. You know, we wish them all well, as we always will. But as I said, my main concern and my main passion is about Watford and how to be the best team we can be in the league. So that's what my focus is. So anyone that's in our circle are the ones that we'll give 110% to and we'll work with till we get the best out of them.
Finally, I just want to ask, I know the first game of the season at home last year produced over 1,000 in attendance, probably won't be at the same numbers this time around, but how important will that fan support be?
Yeah, no, look, last year was obviously iconic in terms of it being our first home game against Shelburne. This year's a little bit different, but it does have the draw of it being Watford against Wexford. And I'm sure the club will push in time, you know, to try and get bums on seats for that game. I would encourage them to come in and get behind us, you know, because as I said, it's year two. I think it's going to be better than year one. I think it's going to be more enjoyable for the fans. The players are still going to be interactive with the fans after the game and stuff like that. So all of them things, you know, are going to be consistent across the board. And as I said, if we can get more results, I think it'll also drive... you'll drive ticket sales, you know, if we're winning matches, people are going to want to come and see us. It's just the nature of sport and nature of football fans in general, be it men or women's. And that's what we'll try and do. You know, we'll try and take some big results this year and we'll try and, you know, get the fans behind us off the back of those. And as I said, who knows where that'll take us.
Absolutely, Gary Hunt, thank you so much and best luck with the season ahead.
Thank you very much, Arjun.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened, but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Mae Williams, very close to the beginning of your second season at Waterford now. How are you feeling?
Yeah, great. Really looking forward to the start of the new season now. I think we had a strong year last year, laid a lot of foundations for our first season in the league, but I think we're ready to kick on now this year and compete.
How's it, I suppose, felt going back to training this time around? If you look at the players that are with you now with the season under their belt, like how does it compare to last year?
Yeah, I suppose this time of year it's been different because, well, for me, I was a newbie coming in last year. So different dynamic amongst the group. Everybody's, I suppose, got a year of experience there behind them too. We've had some players out and some players in, so different environment, different dynamic, but it's been great, it's been really positive. Training's been great, so it's brilliant to get back in. It's got nice to get back in after such a long break, so I think everyone's looking forward to getting started, but happy to be back in.
I suppose I have to ask, I know we've talked about it every time that Wexford comes up, but they're going to be the first game of the season, this time with the RSC. You know, you've obviously faced them already at this stage, but with this bit more experience under your belt, how do you approach a fixture like this?
Yeah, it's exciting actually. I think that there's a few of us in the Waterford dressing room that would have a link to Wexford in the past, so it's exciting to have them in the first game, especially at home in the RSC. I think we had a couple of really competitive fixtures against them last year, ones that we'll be hoping to build on this year. But yeah, I think we're looking forward to the fixture. It's a nice one to start off with, hoping for a competitive game.
What do you suppose, what's the main targets for yourselves this year, like when you're looking down the season, the line? I know you had a few target games at the beginning of last season, but the beginning of this year, how are you looking? Because you've obviously got that bit more experience, that bit more structure. You know, it's really a case that any game could go your way, but is there ones in particular that you're looking at that you're thinking, we need to get those points on the board?
I suppose the goal overall this year will be to be competitive and to be consistent. Consistency is probably something that we lacked a little bit last year at times, so that's something that we really want to bring into our game now, to be consistent and to perform competitively, consistently. I suppose in terms of individual games, we'll be looking at each game as they come each week, but we'll definitely be looking to pick up points where we can. You know, we finished last year, I think, with 12 points, so I think we'll be looking to build on that again this year, and play some competitive games and give teams something to play against when they come to the RSC.
I know it's difficult to look back that far, but the last game of the season against Treaty, do you still hold a bit of excitement from that result going into this year?
I think so. I think it gave us a good boost at the end of the year. I think it was nice to finish the year on a positive, finish with a good performance too. I think we had 3 separate goal scorers that day, so that's nice too, to have a good performance under our belt, kind of leaving the end of the season. But to be honest, it's a new year, so it feels like a distant memory now at this point, the Treaty game. But I think, yeah, we'll take a bit of momentum from that, and we'll take positives from that, but I think we're looking at it as a brand new year.
I know last year at the beginning of the season there was a lot of uncertainty about how everything was going to go and what the first game was going to be like and what the first home fixture was going to be like, but now with that season behind you, can you sense a bit more of excitement outside of the players on the pitch, like from the fans and all that, coming into this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right when you say, like, there was a lot of uncertainty last year, and I think amongst the group as well, you know, we probably didn't know what to expect. You can play as many pre-season games as you like, but it's different once it gets into a competitive fixture, so yeah, I suppose it'll be different this year. It's a different energy going into the league. Like I said, we'll be looking to compete, we'll be looking to be competitive. We don't want to lie down and be that new team. We want to be competitive throughout the year.
Absolutely. Maeve Williams, thank you so much and best of luck with the season ahead.
Perfect. Thank you.